Hello and welcome to Noise in the Megacity. I'm your host, Paulus Van Horn. Today, I'm going to be talking about public address systems, PAs for short. As you can hear, this is another episode from the road. I'm currently in New York City, passing through, listening to the planes flying overhead. I'm living very close to LaGuardia and JFK. Or at least the flight paths associated with both. But like I said, the subject of today's show is public address systems, where they came from, what they mean, what their aesthetics signal to us. This is a recording is from New Delhi of a PA system being soundchecked before a political rally. It's in the middle of one of the more busy shopping markets. Listen to the changes in sound as the engineer tries to eliminate feedback and in other ways tune the system, making sure there's no feedback and that everything sounds good and normal and loud.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. This is for our God, Sri Ram. They ask for the money for to make a temple for the God.
Not
particularly. It's like politicians, because there is a big problem in the Hindu and Muslim people. So that's the reason they are come here. And
room? Make, room?
No. So they just came here and they are going to tell the everyone people that...
I'm reading here from the wiki on public address systems. A PA system is an electronic system comprised of microphones, amplifiers, loudspeakers, and related equipment. It increases the apparent volume or loudness of a human voice, musical instrument, or other acoustic sound source, or recorded sound or music. PA systems are used in any public venue that require an announcer, performer, etc. to be sufficiently audible at a distance or over a large area. So I find this actually quite a good definition. Thank you, Wikipedia. And something that I'll hit really quickly or immediately is that a PA system has a number of parts as the system in there might imply. You have the microphone, the amplifier, and the loudspeaker. It also says related equipment, but those are truly the three pieces. You have the microphone that picks up the sound, you have the amplifier that makes it louder, and then you have the loudspeaker which actually reproduces that sound at the new volume. Each one of those components had to be, of course, invented, and very, very quickly after the advent of each one of these technologies, which kind of came to a commercial or, you know, public audience in the late 1800s into the early 1910s and 20s. Finally, around 1919, you start seeing these systems packaged as one. Early names of the PA system were the automatic annunciator. That was, I see an advertisement here in the Modern Hospital Yearbook in 1919 for the automatic annunciator. I think that's pretty funny. Immediately, these systems were being used in professional or institutional settings. That's an important note. The earliest, however, PA system marketed as such went under the name of Magnavox, and the experiments for which started around the 1910s and came out finally as a commercial product in the 1920s. I'll read a little bit from the wiki here as well. Magnavox. Peter Jensen and Edwin Pridham of Magnavox began experimenting with sound reproduction in the 1910s. Working from a laboratory in Napa, California, they filed the first patent for a moving coil loudspeaker in 1911. 4 years later, in 1915, they built a dynamic loudspeaker. And finally, their first experiment using a carbon microphone, an early version of the microphones that we've come to be familiar with, was perfected around the same time. And by 1915, they were exhibiting their entire system, microphone, amplifier, loudspeaker, for public use and implementation. These early uses, other than the kind of experimental or cutting edge institutional implementations of essentially a paging system in a hospital, you start seeing these systems show up in presidential speeches, or at least these are the most specific examples that we have documentation of. In 1919, you have William Taft giving a speech in City Stadium with one of these systems. So immediately you have these systems being used for quite large gatherings, especially political events, and you can think, if you are a presidential candidate, or a president no less, you would want this added power, this gravitas of your voice louder than any human voice could truly go or project. So there's already an aspect of power and politics that goes along with the early history of the PA system. Let's go back into the sound collection. This is a recording also from around Delhi, India. This is Akshardham, which is a Hindu temple, just really sprawling, fractal-like design. This is the announcement that you hear on loop for approximately 20 to 30 minutes as you wait in the sprawling line for this essentially tourist attraction at this point. One should also note that there are quite a few signs around the area that prohibit the various kinds of clothing worn by observant Muslims and effectively blocks those who practice Islam from, at least practice it openly, from entering the site. So there is another layer of politics on top of this rather mundane announcement.
Equipment, cameras, mobile phones, and eatables are not allowed. Please keep them in the cloakroom. Cloakroom and wheelchair facilities are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Security check is a must for everyone. Please take care of children, the elderly, and the infirm. Special concessions are available for schools. Please contact the reception counter for more details. Please help our volunteers to serve you better and make your visit more enjoyable. Thank you. Your attention, please. Please listen carefully to the following important announcement. Visitors are requested not to touch any unattended items, such as bags, briefcases, suitcases, cameras, mobile phones, tiffin boxes, toys, etc. If you see any unattended items, please inform our security volunteers or the police immediately. Be alert, be vigilant, be safe. Thank you.
स्वामी नारायण अक्षरधाम में आपका हार्दिक स्वागत है। बीएपीएस स्वामी नारायण संस्था द्वारा निर्मित ये अक्षरधाम के प्रेरक है परम पूज्य प्रमुख स्वामी महाराज। अक्षरधाम स्मारक में दर्शन के लिए प्रवेश निःशुल्क है। अक्षरधाम में किसी भी प्रकार के कैमरा, मोबाइल फोन, अन्य किसी भी प्रकार के इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स उपकरण तथा अन्य सामान ले जाना सख्त मना है। आप उन्हें सामान कक्ष में जमा कराएं। सामान कक्ष की यह सुविधा निःशुल्क है। सामान कक्ष तथा व्हील चेयर की सुविधाएं प्रवेश क्रमानुसार एवं उपलब्धि के आधार पर दी जाएगी। अक्षरधाम परिसर में तंबाकू, गुटखा, बीड़ी, सिगरेट, शराब आदि किसी भी प्रकार की नशीली चीजें और किसी भी प्रकार के पेय एवं खाद्य पदार्थ ले जाना सख्त मना है। प्रत्येक व्यक्ति के लिए सुरक्षा जांच अनिवार्य है। कृपया सुरक्षा कर्मियों को सहयोग दें। विद्यालय के छात्रों के लिए सभी प्रदर्शनी के शुल्क में विशेष छूट है। विशेष जानकारी के लिए स्वागत कक्ष पर संपर्क करें। कृपया छोटे बच्चों और बुजुर्गों का विशेष ध्यान रखें। आपकी सुविधाजनक यात्रा के लिए यहां कार्यरत स्वयं सेवकों का कृपया सहयोग करें। आवश्यक सूचनाओं पर कृपया ध्यान दें। अक्षरधाम दर्शकों से निवेदन है कि किसी भी लावारिस या संदिग्ध वस्तु या पदार्थ को न छुए। लावारिस बैग, ब्रीफकेस, सूटकेस, टिफिन बॉक्स या खिलौनों को हाथ न लगाएं। अक्षरधाम में आपको ऐसी कोई भी लावारिस चीज कहीं भी पड़ी हुई दिखाई दे तो हमारे सुरक्षा कर्मी एवं पुलिस को तुरंत सूचित करें। हमेशा सतर्क रहे, चौकस रहे, सुरक्षित रहे। धन्यवाद।
In a similarly political vein, the next recording I'll play is from just outside of the National Health Services in Mexico City. There's a bus parked outside, and it's a little bit hard to describe without seeing the visual, but think of five to eight loudspeakers mounted on the top of a bus and a microphone which is wireless, so allowing a person to speak from outside of the bus and project their voice at immense volume. this particular event recording was taken during a protest, which didn't actually involve very many people, but I think was designed to be a visual and auditory spectacle, essentially protesting the various administrative and governmental and legislative failures of the current healthcare system and the lack of benefits of which people were quite unsatisfied. So before listening, I'll just say you can hear in the tone of the voice that this person is yelling, that they're angry, and the quality of their voice through this amplification system, I think, takes it over the edge to even to a more intense political place. I think many of us in the States and elsewhere associate the sound of the voice through a bullhorn as inherently in protest or as an announcement. You know, they're really pretty binary in the associations. So listen to both the voice, the tone, and the feelings that you as a listener experience while hearing this kind of audio, this kind of speech through this kind of system.
Please do. Okay, talk soon. Okay, bye.
Doctor! Ambulancia! Yo sé, he jubilado. Yo sé, el estudiante. Yo sé, laboratorio. ¿Dónde está la jubilada?
El primer paso se dio el primero de julio, pero tenemos que ir más lejos. Tenemos que organizarnos entre los trabajadores para poder lograr una verdadera democratización. Nada va a caer del cielo. Tenemos que obtenerlo nosotros mismos. Compañeros médicos, enfermeros, burócratas, esta lucha es de todos. Organícense. Es el tiempo de cambio. Si no se aprovecha esta oportunidad, no se dará en mucho tiempo más. Es ahora o nunca que tenemos que dar la lucha. Compañeros derechohabientes, es un placer verlos aquí. Estamos luchando por el IMSS y sabemos que ustedes también comprenden esta causa.
Buenos días, queridos derechohabientes. Somos trabajadores del IMSS en pie de lucha por esta institución a la que ustedes vienen a atenderse. Estamos... estamos con ustedes y no vamos a dejar que el IMSS sea privatizado. Esta lucha no es solo de los trabajadores, es también de ustedes, compañeros trabajadores que van pasando. Saben ustedes bien que estamos a punto de enfrentar un cambio en la Secretaría General. Los delegados que dicen representarlos han vendido su contrato, han privatizado nuestra institución. No falta hacer demasiada memoria para recordar qué pasa cuando la salud se convierte en un negocio. ¿Se acuerdan ustedes de la guardería ABC? ¿Alguien sabe qué pasó en la guardería ABC? Es una guardería subrogada que pertenecía al IMSS y se convirtió en un gran negocio. Un gran negocio como lo puede ser la salud de ustedes. Esa guardería se convirtió en una gran tragedia, porque eso pasa cuando se intenta hacer de la salud un negocio capitalista. Cuando el dinero público acaba en bolsillos privados, cuando se subroga, cuando se descentraliza, cuando se comercializa en el mercado capitalista la salud de los mexicanos. El primero de julio, el pueblo de México dio un gran paso en las urnas. El primero de julio mandó a un ataúd a los partidos que durante 70, 80 o 100 años habían lucrado con el sistema político y económico. Pero eso no es suficiente. Apenas dimos un paso. Las cosas no van a cambiar por decreto presidencial. Las cosas no van a cambiar por arte de magia. Derechohabiente, estudiante, trabajador, el destino y la historia exigen que tomes el destino y el control de tus sindicatos y de tus instituciones en tus manos. Llegó el momento de expulsar a los traidores charros sindicalistas. Llegó el momento de expulsar a los funcionarios corruptos que lucran con la salud. Tomemos en nuestras manos el destino de nuestra nación. Una urna, un voto en la urna, no van a cambiar las cosas. Te necesitamos a ti, derechohabiente, unido y organizado. Te necesitamos a ti, estudiante, contestatario y rebelde. Porque si no, no eres joven. Te necesitamos a ti, trabajador, también rebelde y organizado. Vamos a recuperar el sindicato como herramienta de lucha de los trabajadores. Vamos a recuperar nuestras instituciones de las garras de los capitalistas que las explotan. Te preguntas qué vas a hacer con tu Afore cuando te jubiles, estudiante. Te voy a contar un poco de en qué consisten las Afores. Las Afores fueron una ley modificada en el 97. Se acabó con el sistema tripartita. No me voy a meter en rollo. A partir de ese día, el dinero de los trabajadores pasó a una especie de alcancía. Esa alcancía se llama banco. Es un administrador privado que durante 28, 35 o 40 años estará recibiendo el dinero que tú, semana a semana, mes a mes y año a año, vas juntando. Después de 28, 35 años de trabajo, los primeros aforados, la primera generación saldrá en el 2020. ¿Sabes con cuánto te vas a ir, tú, joven aforado? ¿No tienes idea? Te lo voy a explicar con peras y manzanas, es sencillo. Cuando firmaste ese contrato, que ni siquiera firmaste, te hicieron firmar y te enteraste, decía en letras pequeñas que estás expensa de las variables de los mercados extranjeros, igual que la gasolina, así tu dinero y así tu trabajo. Pues resulta que te vas a ir con el 28% de tu último salario percibido. ¿Qué quiero decir con esto? Si ganabas 10 mil pesos al mes y mañana te aforas, a partir de mañana te van a dar 2.800 pesos al mes.
Okay, so this was a bus mounted with six megaphones on top, one facing forward, one back, and two on each side at the front and back. So, six total. there was a group of people walking alongside it over the system. Resistencia IMSS in front of this huge building, IMSS, that says Unidad de Congresos, Centro Cultural para los Trabajadores, Dr. Ignacio Morenes Prieto. They seem to be protesting outside of it. I can't say that I quite understand what they're asking for, but I recorded quite a bit. So, maybe the second half of the recording, I'm standing up on a footbridge above the bus, which just stopped at the entrance of IMSS. Okay.
So at this point, we've gone through the early history of the PA system, its connection to politics from the very beginning, its movement into various forms of communication, often in opposition to each other, the powerful, the administrative announcement versus the protesters' yell. Both exist, both intimately associated with the sound of the PA itself. This oppositional noise, the distortion which the PA creates, is something inherent to the system, or at least inherent to our associations with it in the current historical moment. I think quite a bit on my own time about the aesthetics of noise and distortion and this kind of system because it has so many rich associations. Without going into the aesthetics of a PA system and the quality, tone, and affect of that system, I would recommend the book Sonic Warfare by Steve Goodman, who gets into the more power-hungry implementations of sound reproduction technology, which very much includes the PA system. More importantly, I think one might read Beyond Unwanted Sound by Marie Thompson, who published this book in Bloomsbury Publishing, and I think has a much more nuanced and actually political rather than, I don't know, interest in the meaning of this kind of distortion and the systems which surround the PA system. So both good reads, both worthy of study, honestly, if you have any interest in moving forward in this area or just simply listening differently to the sounds of distortion and processing. With all of these thoughts and listenings in mind, the next portion of the show will be a little bit longer, a little bit more uninterrupted listening. Most of these recordings are taken from megacities on public transit systems, mostly trains. So I would encourage you to listen and try to figure out where these recordings were taken, especially good clues will be the language being spoken. Most of the countries have only one megacity, the exception being Japan, which has both Osaka and Tokyo. However, as you listen, think about what we've talked about politics, about affect and sound of the voice through a PA system. And at the end of the day, see if you can enjoy it or at least listen intently. And even if you don't, I hope you tune in next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Train, metro train taken from Esplanade to Jardin des Champs. Both stations had TV screens, and very loud in general. Didn't hear announcements on the platform, although I did right before recording a lot of walking into the station. Not allowed to be heard. Yeah, but I did hear, obviously, the announcement for Jardin des Champs on the train.
Will open. Please change here for the Shonan Shinjuku line, the Saikyo line, and the Hibiya subway line.
Yeah. Next station, Rajabaro Station.
SkyTrain airport.
That is simply the traffic theater, but only theater number 210 from Bangkok to Bangkok. At the gentleman's line, he came to put the mother to his house for the tree.
Ayutthaya train station.
I'm going to work with the contact.
Turned up a little bit. He went over here.
は野田に停まります。お出口は右側です。お客様にお願いいたします。混雑時優先座席付近では携帯電話の電源をお切りください。ご協力をお願いいたします。
The next station is 野田 Station number O13. The doors on the right side will openPlease turn off your mobile phone when the train is crowded and you are near the priority seats. Thank you for your cooperation.
まもなく野田に着きます。お出口は右側です。地下鉄線はお乗り換えです。
We will soon be arriving at 野田 Station number O13. The doors on the right side will open. Please change here for the subway line.
Thank you for tuning in to Noise in the Megacity. Again, I'm your host, Paulus Van Horn. To end the show, I'll play some of my favorite recordings of PA systems and other megaphones, loudspeakers, what have you. And finally, or perhaps I'll start with this, the sounds made in a particular neighborhood, Roma Sur, of Mexico City.These sounds are not all through loudspeakers, but do have a shared quality of distributing actual information in a way that feels more communal than political or powerful. I just appreciate it. So I'll play that mix first, which is edited in a way that all the other sounds have only been edited insofar as start and stop. After that, you'll hear some of my other favorite recordings. How about that? And then tune in next month for more Noise in the Megacity on Noise and the Megacity. Thanks. Enjoy.
Okay, that was two families competing to roll balls to the wall and back.
So on my left here, we have lead guitarist, Izan! On my right here, my rhythm guitarist, Shafiq! Bassist here, Adi! And his twin brother, keyboardist, Abang Kai! And our drummer at the back there, Mr. Padillo!
Hello!
And me, myself. Meron ang Faisal.